Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day.
Thanks so much for being with us as we look into the life-changing Word of God. When Jesus came, He fulfilled the law. He didn't destroy or abolish the Old Testament. He took us to a higher level. Today's lesson is an example of when Jesus' teaching caused many Jews to scratch their heads and wonder how this could be. Jesus told his audience, "There is nothing that enters a man from the outside which can defile him." The disciples even asked Jesus about this privately. Let's not be hard on the disciples for not understanding. Instead, let's realize how the teachings of Jesus are revolutionary. They had their mindset, and Jesus taught a different way of thinking. The same is true for you and I. We may need to change what we thought we always knew, and then we come around to Jesus' way of thinking. Turn to Mark 7, and let's follow along with J. Mark as he shares this life-changing message titled, "The Dirt is on the Inside."
In the Hebrew Scriptures, God gave specific commands about personal cleanliness. He wanted His people to enjoy good health, and good hygiene is part of good health. These commands are divine wisdom that reinforce the importance of being clean. But as with any good practice or habit, cleanliness can be taken to extremes. There are people who have an obsessive fear of germs or dirt, and they have this compulsion to wash their hands repeatedly. It's a manifestation of obsessive-compulsive disorder. So it's important to remember that balance and cleanliness is vital to our overall well-being. Some time ago, I was on a several-hour international airplane flight, and there was a man wearing a surgical mask nearby. Of course, he had to remove the mask when it was time to eat. But when the meal was finished, instead of putting his mask back on, he reached into his pack and got a new mask, and it was sealed in plastic. Before he opened that pack, he used an antibacterial wipe to clean his thumbs and forefingers on both hands. Then he carefully opened the bag with them and placed the new mask on his face. The used mask he tucked into the empty package and put it back in his pack. Now, I'm not criticizing him, I'm just telling you what I observed. It was apparent that he was very, very concerned about germs. Now, in our previous study, the Pharisees criticized Jesus' disciples because they ate without adequately washing their hands. But if you recall, if you were with me, Jesus rebuked them because they put more emphasis on external cleanliness over internal purity. And Jesus emphasized the importance of inner purity. Our text for today is Mark chapter 7 and verses 14 to 23. In these verses, Jesus clarifies that we must be more concerned with what is on the inside than with external dirt. And so I've titled my teaching, "The Dirt is on the Inside." Here is the Word of God. When he had called all the multitude to himself, he said to them, "Hear me, everyone, and understand. There is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile a man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." When he had entered a house away from the crowd, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. So he said to them, "Are you also without understanding? Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from the outside cannot defile him, because it does not enter into his heart, but his stomach, and is eliminated, thus purifying all foods?" And he said, "What comes out of a man, that defiles a man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." In these verses, Jesus reveals the source of defilement. Understand, defile, and cleanse are key words in this text. The first revelation is a flawed understanding. I hope you notice the emphasis on understanding in my reading. Twice, Jesus invites his disciples to understand, and once, he rebukes them for their lack of understanding. Their perspective on cleanliness was defective. It was flawed. Our text opens with Jesus inviting the crowd to gather around him, and he says to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand." He wanted the people to be able to see through the deception of their religious leaders, because they had bought into or accepted the false teachings of their rabbis. You see, the Pharisees taught that defilement came from the outside. If you touched a dead body or an unclean person, or if you didn't wash your hands properly, according to their specifications, then you were unclean, you were impure. And if you are not clean, then God will not accept you or your worship. But Jesus contradicted their regulations. He said, "There is nothing that enters a man from the outside that can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile a man." Nothing from the outside can defile a person. What do you think of that? Well, hold that thought. We'll come back to it in a bit. You know, being defiled is a serious matter because God commands us as his people to be holy. Psalm 24 tells us that only holy, sanctified people can have fellowship with God. Synonyms of the word defile are profane or common. This is the same word that Peter used in his vision in Acts 10. You remember? When there was a sheet that was let down from heaven with all kinds of animals in it, and a voice said to Peter, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." And Peter said, "No way, I won't do that because I have never eaten anything common or unclean." But the Lord told him, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common." Now, we believe that Peter is most likely the source of Mark's gospel. Yet even after the death and resurrection of Jesus, he continued to struggle to come to terms with Jesus' teaching. Jesus ended this section by saying, "If anyone is predisposed to hearing, let him listen and understand." In other words, we could say, "Let my teaching change your understanding and your behavior." You know, from our vantage point, it's easy to criticize the disciples. However, I think we should be careful, because you and I may also have a flawed understanding of defilement. Do we place undue emphasis on outward ceremony or regulations? Do we perhaps appear righteous outwardly and neglect inner holiness? If we do, Jesus invites us to reconsider and to understand the source of our defilement. There's another revelation here regarding dirt on the inside, and that is faulty application. So Jesus and the disciples now left the crowd and they went into a house, and the disciples asked him about the meaning of the parable. Jesus rebuked them. He said, "Are you also void of understanding? Despite all my teaching, are you like the Pharisees? Do you lack spiritual insight? Are you unable to comprehend that whatever enters a man from the outside cannot defile him?" As I said earlier, the Pharisees taught that defilement came from the outside. And given that flawed understanding, it's only logical that their applications were faulty. That's because wrong beliefs lead to wrong practices. That's just as true today as it was in our text. And so Jesus explains his teaching clearly. Food cannot make a man unclean because it enters only his stomach. His digestive system purges all foods, and what remains is expelled as waste. And some manuscripts add, as a result of this teaching, he designated all foods as clean. Now I can imagine someone saying, "Oh, great. Then I can eat or drink anything I want, or I can use mind-altering drugs." Wrong. Jesus is speaking specifically about foods the Jews considered to be unclean. So he's not giving a blanket approval of everything that we can put into our bodies. And let me add this. While we as New Covenant believers are not bound by the Old Covenant dietary laws, that doesn't mean that they have no value. They do not impact our standing with God, but they may impact our health. Thus far, we've learned that flawed understanding leads to faulty application. If we believe uncleanness originates from the outside, then we will set up guidelines like the Pharisees did to guard against it. But in doing that, it's possible that we may miss the whole point of Jesus' teaching. And so the final revelation that I have is factual explanation. In contrast to the opinions and the teachings of the religious leaders, Jesus made a very simple statement. He said, "What comes out of a man defiles a man." And then he proceeds to support his argument by saying, "From within, out of the heart, come this list of things, evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, and so on." In other words, the dirt is on the inside. We must remember that every action begins with a thought. And all the evil actions that Jesus mentioned that we read in our text begin in our minds, or as the scriptures call them, our heart. You know, we are not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. Without Christ, we are powerless not to sin because it is the core of who we are. Before our salvation, our minds were corrupt. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That's Genesis 6:5. Psalm 14:1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works, and there is none who does good." Those are just a few scriptures that highlight our depravity. And you know, Jesus spent significant time in the Sermon on the Mount emphasizing this point. He said that lustful thoughts were the source of adultery and fornication. Uncontrolled anger and bitterness will lead to murder. Divorce results from a lustful eye and from being covetous. We must understand that our hearts are the source of our defilement. You know, the monastic movement eventually failed because inner depravity wasn't adequately addressed. The monks separated themselves from the physical world, but then they discovered that the evil was in their hearts. And so pious outward appearances can serve as a cover for sin. It doesn't matter how holy someone may seem on the outside. If the power of Christ does not transform their heart, they are capable of the vilest sins. Jesus wanted his followers to understand the deception inherent in this flawed understanding of holiness, both then when he was talking to his disciples and for us today. He also wanted them to understand how this flawed understanding led to faulty applications. And so the Pharisees, they gave tithes on the very smallest of garden seeds, and yet they omitted judgment and mercy and faith. They were conscientious about getting their hands clean, but they were negligent in cleansing their hearts. I remind us again that every action begins with a thought, and this is where the battle is won or lost, in our mind. If the heart and mind are defiled by sin, the results will be evident. Conversely, if the heart and mind are cleansed by the blood of Christ and controlled by the Holy Spirit, those results will be apparent too. So I close with this question. Who are you on the inside?
What a fitting question to end on. Thanks, J. Mark, for this teaching. And did you notice the progression? First, we looked at their flawed understanding and faulty application. Then Jesus gives his factual explanation. This is a good way for us to grow. Realize our understanding and application are off, then come to Jesus for the answers. Thankfully, he is the best teacher, always patient and always kind. If you have any questions about today's lesson, or if you'd like to contact us, feel free to reach out to us via email. Our email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org. We would love to hear from you. One last thought from today's lesson before we close. Imagine how big of a shift this was for the Jews. I am sure some of them felt like they were traitors. Yet, Jesus' words of truth and life were pulling them in. This man from Nazareth was no ordinary man, and his teaching was changing them. Is the life and teaching of Jesus changing you?